Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding it. My Daf from Zion, the Ois Vardar edition. Perek Shishi in the middle of Alocha base. We're starting in Ruvavun's base in the bottom. Something where Korin Shemochar sold the Yisrael. Korin sold the field to Yisrael. Volmaloi. I'm not sure how Maisus Shali. He says, but I want to keep the Maisus for myself. How Maisus Shaloi? The Maisus is, he could do what we saw before. Mace ain't the blood of the Maisus. If he died, his children do not get Maisus. Because the condition was only he will get the Maisus. Says the Gemara in Zion with Aleph, Li ulibni, Li uliyorshi. If he says, I'm selling to you in the condition that me and my children, me and my inheritance, will be able to have Maiser, Yeshlo b'Maisus, Ulevod b'Maisus, uliyorshi b'Maisus. He gets the Maisus, his children, his boys, and his Yorshi. Read him by Shalom Bo, Kamid Avyasi. So read him by Shalom, ask the question. This is clear, we're talking about Yorshim inheritance. I mean, a Torah, the people, they have to inherit him. What about a filo Yorshim Shainim Divrei Torah? What about Yorshim not Divrei Torah? Like a wife, that her husband is Yorish her Midir Rabbanon. Do you say also there that's included in the condition? And according to Abchai, the Gemara stays with the question. Continues the Gemara and says, Shu kol ha-maisu shali kol zman shu lefonov. The person says, the maisu will be mine as long as it's in front of you, meaning the buyer. So then it is you a maestro shaloi kozman shulafanov will be his as long as the buyer holds the field. Mocher lacher, if he sold the field to somebody else, ain't live a maestro. So now the owner does not have a maestro. Chozov lochimin, what happens if this buyer who sold to somebody else bought it back? Does he go back to the original condition? Says more time, Bchio ain't live a maestro. Bchio says, no, he doesn't go back to the original condition. Tani Rishayo, yesh live a maestro. He does go back to the original condition. Says the Gemara, Asin Ilie Palgavoso ke Ilie Palgavoso. This is the same machlokes as the following machlokes. The Tanina Tamon it says over there, Megarish is Aisha v'Yichziro. Person divorces his wife and then remarries her. Al Minat Ksuvoso Rishon Yichziro. He's bringing her back based on the original Ksuva. He doesn't have to write a new Ksuva. Now Tanya v'Chalin Kamir Abloh Trei Namuroim. There's two Amorim that said Chadom Al Ksuvo Avoloi L'Troim. Tafka Ksuva goes back to the original Ksuva, not to the condition the thank Ksuva they added on the Ksuva. That these conditions were only for the first time, for the first round. The Harnam, the other one says, Bin Liksuva, Bin Lidnoim. He goes back to everything, to Ksuva and Lidnoim. Says the more now, Mandom, Liksuva, Lidnoim. The one Mandom that says, we're going Ksuva, he goes back to Ksuva, not to Lidnoim. So the more now, we're going to use Rechaz Girsol, ain't Liber Meisters. So also by here, there's no Meisters once he sold and he rebought it, because he don't go back to the original condition. Mandom, Bin Liksuva, Bin Lidnoim. But the Mandom that says, that you go back to everything, so then the one who sold the field and rebuys it, so the Kohen, who's the owner, does still have Maestros. So the one a person who accepts the field from a Kohenis, but he's a sharecropper, so the Maestros belong to her. She goes and marries a Yisrael, now she's not a Kohenis anymore. So then now the Maestros are divided equally as a sharecropper. She became now monogusha. She became a Kohenis again. So she goes back to the original state. So you see, you do go back to the original state. Says it more very simple. The case of the Kohenis is the sharecropper. She's always the owner. So whatever changes by her, it changes by the field. But the case that we're talking about in our Gemara, we're talking about someone who sold the field. The field is not his anymore. The only thing that keeps it his is the condition. The condition is over, and now you go into another realm, another where you don't have a condition. So the Gemara Zayim would base. V'atayim b'chir mocher. B'chir said with the same story, the Kohen is also by mocher, not only when she kiblo, when she's the owner. Says the Gemara Mavshua ba'avdu mitaman yotza b'shus shteim. Par mocher yotza b'shus amoicher v'lo yotza b'shus lokeach. This is another chiluk. In the case of our Gemara, it was by the seller. He sold to the buyer with a condition. The buyer sold it out. Now none of them owns it. Now the buyer, we bought it. So you don't go back to the original condition. But by Kohenis, she sold to one person, he never sold it. So there, it's easier to say that he goes back to the original condition once she becomes a Kohenis again. So the more Kohen, Shemocha, Sodel, Yisrael, Kohen sold the field, Yisrael, Vomelo, Menachu, Amaisu, Shaloi. He says the Maisu will be his, I mean, will be the Kohenis. Arbo, Chamesh, Shaloi, for 4 to 5 years. So then, Yechol, Uli, Nimchis, but then the Kohen can come and protest. Shaloilito kerem, you should not plant a vineyard, meaning it will take 3 years of oil when there's no miser. Shaloilozoro istis, you should not plant stuff, paint, which doesn't have a chiv of misers. Shaloilosoist the sodekarim, you should make it reeds, they also don't have misers. In other words, the Kohen says, I sold to you for the condition that 4 or 5 years I'll have misers, so you need to plant items that do give miser. I don't want to be in a situation where doing these 4 or 5 years I don't get miser. But Shaliloi Lom, but if the Kohen says forever, the Maisers are mine. Ain't no Yochalim, but he can't come and protest. Shalit Okem, Shalizor East, Shalizor is the Kohen, not to plant things that don't have Maiser. Because if he said forever, that means he's giving the Rishus to the buyer to do whatever he wants. A person is not willing to buy a field when he's conditioned forever. If it's a short amount of time, you say that's a condition. But if not, you say that's not part of the deal. Also, with the commander of Acha bar Ulo, there was a story that came in front of Acha bar Ulo. It was a story. Cohen sold a field that he had. He kept the buyers for himself, and the buyer went and planted reeds. So the halacha is, he told him, give him 10% of your reeds, because you were supposed to get meiser. Here it's not a meiser, so you still have to give 10%. Yisrael shemocher sodo the Kohen. Yisrael sold the field to Kohen, v'omulam benat sheyu ha-meisers sheloi arba v'chom mishonim. He says, I want to keep the meiser to myself. As Yisrael, I will give it to the Kohen or Levi that I want to give it to. Mutu, that's okay. Loi lo maso. But if he says forever, that's also. Shein Kohen oise Kohen. Because that seems, it looks like he's making the Yisrael into a Kohen. He's turning him into a Kohen. Now selling this Yisrael gets Trumas and Meisers. That you can do. You can turn Yisrael into a permanent Kohen. Kohen Shemocha Sadal Yisrael. Kohen sold the field of Yisrael. He says, for 4 or 5 years, you will keep the Meisers. Also, that's also to do that. So as the Gemara on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, Hochat Omot Mutar V'Achat Omar Osur. Why, when the Yisrael sells, he can keep the Meiser himself? And when the Kohen sells, so then he can't tell him to take the Meiser. What's the difference? So the Gemara, Kan Zikor B'Davo She B'Shusoy, Kan Zikor B'Davo She Einur B'Shusoy. In the first case, the Kohen, who is in the field, so he's Mizaka to the Yisrael, the Meiser that he's supposed to get to himself. But when the Kohen is selling, so now, once he sells, it's not his anymore. So how can he give the Maisers to Yisrael? It doesn't belong to him anymore. He doesn't have the Rishus to give the Maisers to the Yisrael. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mayin, Daf Nun Zayin.